We must get an update on the business news. And I'm not sure whether Nicholas Poynton's a fan of lamb's fry or not, but we might find out. Kia ora,
no,
Nicholas.
I have quite vanilla view of thing. Well, vanilla meat eating habits, I'd say. I agree with that listener. Tripe belongs in the bin. Sounds a bit suspicious to me. But look, enough of that. Let's turn to Wall Street, shall we? It was a mixed bag overnight. Investors appeared to shrug off concerns about increasing demand in the economy, despite the Federal Reserve's best efforts to slow things down. The Dow Jones trimmed its losses. It fell 0.4%. The broader S&P 500 reversed its losses and finished up by a fifth of a percent. The Nasdaq had a strong session, gaining 1.8%. Our local top 50 index starts the day on 10,965 after gaining 103 points yesterday. The dollar is trading at 61.7 US cents, 90.7 Australian, 51.6 pence, 0.600 euro, 83.8 Japanese yen, and 4.14 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil has slumped $10. That's as recession fears darken the demand outlook. It's now trading at $102.77 a barrel. And gold has slipped 2.3% or $43 overnight to $1,767 an ounce. And that's business for now. The team will be back with the latest news and numbers at around 12:15 in Midday Report.
Kia ora. Thank you very much, Nicholas Poynton.